Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. I've got a fly in my mic flag. Hold on, I've got a fly here. Hold on. I'm not joking. Got it! Yes, I got it. Oh, hold on. Shut up. Hold on. Thing's disgusting. Hold on. This fly's been flying all over the place here. And I got him for a Facebook friends. How do I show this to you? Oh, I dropped it. Where the hell did it go? Well, it was here. Oh, I'm sure I'll... there it goes. Oh, it was playing dead. Oh, it flew off. Oh, for the love of... It was playing possum. I smacked that thing. It was down here. I'm trying to scoop it up, and it now flew away. And how's your morning going for you? All right. Focus. Download the River Network app, and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes a new radio station signal, 94.9 FM. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is officially the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. I can't believe that fly played possum. I whacked that thing. It was down on my desk. I'm trying to scoop it up to show our viewers on Facebook the stream, and the damn thing flew away. You have no idea how difficult it is being me. You simply have no idea. You have no clue. All right. A little bit later on, Hulk Hogan, are you buying this thing that he converted to Christianity and wore the T-shirt, John 3:16? And he said, once you're a Christian, you've accepted Christ as your Savior. You're not going to perish, but you're going to have everlasting life. That belief is pretty much the only thing that is real to me, Hulk Hogan. Anyone buying this? Anyone buying this? We'll talk about that a little bit later. And if you happen to be a Christian who is who feels very strongly one way or the other on this, I would like some guidance on this, because, man, to me it doesn't ring true at all. Look, I'm sorry the man is dead. I hope he's in a better place. I hope everybody's in a better place after we die, obviously, starting with me. This, I don't know. It just seems so contrived. Now, maybe he was legit. Maybe he actually had a conversion, but... It's Hulk Hogan. It's pro wrestling. You know, everything's a storyline. Everything is, you know, good and bad and outrageous and this, that, and the other. You know, was he playing you one last time? I think he was, but I don't know. I don't know. How'd that fly ever get out of here? Jeez, that thing was dead. Anyway, next. When we had this terrible tragedy on June 14, the flash flooding with the 9 lives lost and the incredible damage to homes and businesses and vehicles and lives and everything else. We discovered there were actually 3 problems that had to be addressed. The first one, of course, is making the survivors whole, making the victims whole, helping them get back on their feet with FEMA. Now, that took forever to finally get FEMA moving, but at least we finally, put enough pressure on our representatives in Washington, D.C., 2 United States Senators, Shelley Moore Capito and Jim Justice, and Congressman Riley Moore, who is the nephew of Shelley Moore Capito. You lit a fire under their asses by calling their offices and saying, hey, what about us? What about our flood victims? Good for you. Finally, we got them moving. It took forever, but we finally got them moving. You might be thinking to yourself, well, problem solved, Dimitri. Now we finally have FEMA here and everything is in place, so let's forget about it. No. That's only one of 3 problems we identified with the flooding in June, on June 14. The second problem that we identified is the problem with the bureaucracy and FEMA. The lag time, the amount of time that it takes to have a disaster declaration. This is after all the paperwork is sent in. And it was sending, again, give a lot of credit to West Virginia government. I must tell you, Governor Morrissey and Lou Vargo, my God, and all the rest of them, by all accounts, they did a great job. They got all the paperwork done really quickly and sent it off to FEMA. And then we wait and wait and wait. And, you know, our useless politicians are doing anything but putting pressure on them. So we've identified now that second problem. First one is in the works of being fixed with FEMA, with the money and the, all that stuff, and it's starting today, so that's good. But the second problem has not been addressed, and that is the incredible lag time it takes to have a disaster declaration so people can, victims can be made whole. Now, why is that important? Well, Dimitri, they finally got their, you know, they finally got their stuff here, and, you know, they're going to be made whole. What's the big deal? The big deal is this. We are here in the Upper Ohio Valley. The topography on both sides of the river virtually ensures that we're going to be having flash floods, terrible flash floods, dramatic flash floods, destructive flash floods, on and off for the rest of our lives. And sadly, and I hope I'm wrong, there'll be more loss of life. And sadly, and I hope I'm wrong, there'll be more destruction and disaster and everything else. It's going to happen again. And that means we're going to have to go through the same process that we just went through, waiting into the second month before FEMA gets its act together and says, oh, okay, we shuffled enough papers all around, so now let's do some a disaster declaration and try to make the victims whole. So that's the second problem. I'll be addressing that in a few minutes here regarding West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, West Virginia's United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito. The third problem we've identified, and also nothing has been done about that, a warning system, an early warning system that we have to have in place throughout the watershed, the Wheeling Creek watershed, starting in Pennsylvania, so that the moment a water level gets to a certain point, a certain height, alarms go off, bells, whistles, horns, all up and down the watershed so that everybody will know. Even if somebody is sleeping off a drunk, even if they've passed out drunk, they will hear the warnings. They will hear the sirens. They will hear the horns. And they will hopefully be able to get out in time. There was no early warning system here that worked well enough. 9 people lost their lives. Don't tell me we've got the best warning system here. Don't tell me that at all. I did some research and found out discovered different places throughout the world that have warning systems, early warning systems that are quite good, that include horns and sirens and everything else. One's in Germany, one's in South Korea, one's in Malaysia, another one in Indonesia. I sent all that information to Lou Vargo. And after this stuff settles down with FEMA and everybody's made whole, I'm going to have him come in here if he wants, and let's see what we can do to get the ball rolling so that we can have an effective early warning system of sirens and horns so that everybody will be notified immediately so that we can prevent loss of life and get people out in time. That is what we need on both sides of the river, whether here, Ouija Creek, or anywhere else. We need this. This is one of the worst areas when it comes to flash flooding because the topography, all the water being channeled into a very narrow area there because of all the hills and mountains and everything else. And it happens so fast. So let it start right here. Let it start right here on Big Willie 105.5 with Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Let's start getting it in gear so that we can make a push, a united push, to have an early warning system. Let's start with the watershed, the Wheeling Creek watershed, starting in Pennsylvania, so that the moment the water rises to a certain level, it triggers an automatic early warning system with sirens and horns and everything else to get people out, to save lives. So those are the three things we've discovered, three problems. First one is being solved now, thank God, finally. But the other two, nothing. And I don't think the second one is going to get fixed at all because Shelley Moore Capito doesn't think it's a problem. I'm looking at this story written for the Intel by Steve Allen Adams. And they were interviewing Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. She's coming up for re-election, you know, next year. And I think she's going to have a very, very, very difficult time, even if Donald Trump did endorse her. I don't think the people of West Virginia are going to care about that. They love Donald Trump, but I don't think they're going to give a damn about a Donald Trump endorsement of Shelley Moore Capito. I think they hate her that much. Anyway, so here's what, and I could be wrong. God knows it wouldn't be the first time in my life that I've been wrong regarding a political prediction, but that's what I think. So here's the story. And a couple things jumped out at me. Because I've been talking about this for God knows how many weeks that, yes, we've got to get this problem solved to get the people to be made whole. But then the other problem, which we're going to be facing again and again and again, because this is the Upper Ohio Valley and there's flooding and there's watersheds on both sides of the river and everything else, we're going to have the same problem all over again because of all the paperwork, all the paper shuffling with FEMA. We had to wait essentially into the second month to get people out here. They're just setting up now, as a matter of fact. The flash flood happened June 14. This is a big problem. Sure looks that way to me. Sure looks that way to an awful lot of victims here. But you know, it doesn't look that way to Shelley Moore Capito. Oh, don't take my word for it. Take hers. Here's part of the story. Shelley Moore Capito, I was bringing the case pretty hard last week. So what was Shelley Moore Capito doing for the other 7 weeks? But okay, fine. They told me at the end of the week we would get ours by the beginning of the week, and Tuesday we did get it, so good news. All the members, the declaration, and the governor all worked together to make sure that we did this the right way, but we also have good results. Shelley Moore Capito is saying waiting 7 or so weeks, however long it's been now, into the second month, these are good results. No, they aren't. They're delayed results is what they are. They'd be good results if we had the information, or not the information, but the help immediately. That would have been good results. These are delayed results. But okay, fine. I'm not going to quibble over that. Here's the part that really jumped out at me with the West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. But Capito said she does not believe West Virginia's wait is indicative of a larger problem at FEMA. Did you hear what I just said? I'm reading the story now from the Intel. But Capito said she does not believe West Virginia's wait is indicative of a larger problem at FEMA. Here's her quote. I think communities had to gather the assessments of damage, which the governor did, and other methods to attain assistance and to get that declaration, Capito said. It takes a little bit of time, and so that's what we saw. I think we were just getting very impatient. We would hope we would get it right away because of all the damage, the loss of life and the emotional and financial damages. I don't think this is a slow walk of disaster declarations. I think that it looks to me like they wanted to move in a group because there were 3 or 4 others that were declared at the same time. I have a feeling that was what might have held us up a little bit. These are not my words. These are the words of your representative, one of your representatives in Washington, D.C., Shelley Moore Capito. Does it sound to you as if there's any sense of urgency whatsoever to fix this problem with FEMA, which we are going to have again and again and again because it floods here and flash floods and loss of life and everything else? And instead of saying, my God, this is unacceptable, that we need FEMA to get its act together so the paper shuffling can be reduced from months to days so that people can be made whole, Shelley Moore Capito is saying, well, here's the thing. I think we were just getting very impatient. Yeah, yeah. We can agree on that, Shelley. We were getting impatient. She might as well have said, "Well, just cool down here. Just be patient. It'll happen." She actually says here in this story in the newspaper, it takes a little bit of time, and so that's what we saw. To her, waiting into the second month is a little bit of time. These are her words. I don't think this was a slow walk of disaster declarations. I think that it looks to me like they wanted to move in a group because there were three or four others that were declared at the same time. I have a feeling that was what might have held us up a little bit. We were into the second month waiting for results, and this is how Shelley Moore Capito views this. We were impatient. It was just a little bit that we had to wait. Does it sound to you as if Shelley Moore Capito, and for that matter, Jim Justice, who's as useless as she is, and Riley Moore are going to do anything to fix this problem? She doesn't think it's a problem. We were impatient.